Blog Talk Radio.
PSM Live, if you're listening in today, this is Angel Shakespeare, Prophet's Daughter. How you guys doing out there in Radioland, airwaves? I know God is with you. All things are going well in this day for you. That is my prayer. Prophet won't be on today. He's in some very, very important meetings, but I will be here. So do call in. And share your testimonies. It's Testimony Tuesday, and maybe we can spark up some conversation or some prayer requests and things of that nature. So do call in. Angel is here, and I will be talking to you soon, hopefully. We have some callers on the air. I'm going to play a little song here. This is Tuesday, so you ask. Tell the Lord how amazing he is. How about that? Amen. Here we go.
Come on, you can clap. of your son. Somebody help me, help me sing that about it.
You're higher than the heavens.
Hello, Blog Talk, PSM Live. I'm so sorry. I don't know how to work my new phone either. So I kind of lost you guys for a minute. However, anybody with prayer requests or testimonies, this is Testimony Tuesday. We are live on the air. So I've already given my testimony about my tooth. Thank God that it didn't affect any other teeth, and that it got extracted. distracted, whether it was ready to come out or not. But I'm just glad I got through it. So that is my testimony for the day. Again, I cannot talk for these whole 2 hours alone, so I'm going to chime in to one of the callers. I know you're not just listening. You guys got something on your heart or on your mind. 864, your mic is hot. 864-304-0674. Hello? Hello, caller? You have to unmute. 864-304-0674. Okay, nobody's there. Well, let's try area code 985-381. Area code 708, you're live on the air. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Sandra. Who's this? Angel?
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am, experiencing some difficulties right now. My dad called this morning. He had a very, very, very important meeting. So I'm like, Dad, I'll do what I can do. But I really shouldn't be talking right now. I have, like, stitches in my mouth from an emergency tooth extraction yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So I'm trying to do this and not mess up anything, but that was my testimony, that emergency surgery took place and it didn't affect any of the nerves or teeth, and I'm good to go. So I'm just on here trying to make sure things, ministry still takes place, you know?
Oh, praise God. You're sounding good, girl.
Thank you.
Sounding like no surgery at all happened. Praise God for that. No, just giving praise to God this morning. Just dwelling on a word that the Holy Spirit had given me a couple of days ago, where he was telling me, he had asked me the question, you know, Sandra, do you know the one thing that the enemy never tells you? And I said, no, what's that? He said, the enemy never tells you that God can't.
Yeah.
He always lies to us and tells us that God won't, but he never says that God can't. And he said, even the demons know that all things are possible with God.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just had to thank and praise God. God always tells us things ahead of time because he knows what's down the line, what's going to happen to us down the line. So he always prepares us and gets us ready so that we, when it comes, it's not a shock to us. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what's getting ready to take place or what's getting ready to happen, but I thank you and praise you that you have given me a word to stay focused on. So whenever the enemy tries to come to me and tell me that God is not going to do something, I can stand fat foot and face to face with him and tell him, oh, devil, but you are a lie.
Yes.
Because all things are possible with my God.
Yes. What a
That's
wonderful
my,
revelation.
My testimony this morning.
Amen. That's worthy of a testimony. What powerful revelation that God gives us. Some people might think that was so minute, but that was a beautiful nugget of truth and something that can change your life forever in the area of belief and trust in God and knowing that the enemy even knows that God can do and will do anything for his children. So that was a wonderful testimony. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Give my testimony this morning. Praise God for you. Be blessed.
Amen. You too. Thank you. All right, PSM, it's somebody else's turn. We thank young lady from, I believe, 708, that's Chicago, that just shared with us. So anybody else, I'm going to open your mic and just share your testimonies or your prayer requests, things of that nature. I'm on the air for Prophet Shakespeare today. This is his daughter, Angel. I can't talk that much, so I do need your help to be kind of active today. Amen. Can you guys do that for me? I'm going to chime in 508-957. No, I'm not. I'm going to chime in 240-687-2077. If you will, your mic is live.
Hey, Angel, it's Denise. How are you?
Hi, Denise. I'm good.
I got I'm good. My testimony would be, as many know, that I have challenges with my brother, and we were able to finally go out to eat and enjoy a meal this past Saturday, mm-hmm. which was different because normally he drinks a lot. He drinks really, really bad, and a lot of times he gets belligerent, but I was able to continue to hold his interest. And, you know, every time he would say to our server, you ain't bring me my drink yet. And I'm like, he's trying to do something. He'll get to you in a minute. And we were able to get through the meal without him getting another drink because he kind of, like, tricked us and said he was going to the bathroom and went to the bar and got a couple of shots. Mm-hmm. But once we caught on to what he was doing, we wouldn't allow him to go to the bar. And it's just to attest that, you know, when God begins to work on your heart and to move on the lives and just to begin to speak life into people that you know that are living in a dangerous situation, and how we respond and we react to them, it's so important that we don't allow the enemy to throw us off track,
mm-hmm.
which would cause anger and fear to build up. And so it was just so funny how he was like, well, he would say little things and I would come back because he was with his girlfriend and her family and he asked me to go with them. And so, you know, and I was able, and the young lady mother said, the next time we do something, we go out to eat, I'm going to have to get your sister because your sister know how to control you. And he was
Amen.
Like, she don't control me. But he didn't realize that, you know, it was a way, it was a manner, because before I used to get real angry and quick to be like, you know what, I'm not doing this. And I would, you know, so it's just a testimony of how God is rekindling our relationship
mm-hmm.
and that the love of Christ is shining through me that's making him think about something.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, that's awesome. I'm trying to talk here. I don't know if you heard, trying to put this gauze out of my mouth now that I had surgery on my tooth yesterday, so they gave me stitches. So I'm trying not to talk too much,
mm-hmm.
but I have to make sure this was done. But that is beautiful. I'm glad the breakthrough is coming for your brother and that it is already manifested and already in the works. That peace and joy has gone before you and your prayers, and everything's going to be well with your brother. I'm very happy to hear that. We can't wait to hear more of the progress.
Yeah.
They say, like, healing is a process. You know, you are healed, but it's a process. And some people are delivered. It's just a process. So we thank God for the process for your brother.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let me see if we got some more callers on here. Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome.
Our prayer warrior. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, 864. I think we 864-304-0674. Do you have any testimonies? Hello.
Hi, Angela. Hi. I'm sorry. This is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
I do. God is just good. My both of my girls, we were in the ER the other night, and they thought the oldest one was having problems with her appendix because she was throwing up, running a fever, and just couldn't keep anything down. And my other daughter, same thing. And so I'm, you know, they have them in different rooms, and I'm running from room to room to check on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to check my oldest daughter to make sure she wasn't having problems with her appendix. And so they had her drink that little chalky stuff so they could do a CAT scan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank God that came back clear. It was not her appendix. It was just stomach virus that both of them had.
Okay.
So I'm grateful to God for that because it could have been something really major.
Okay, great. Amen. That is awesome. You don't ever want to believe the report of the enemy or anything come in and give us doubt or worry. So we thank you for that praise report.
Thank you.
Thank you so, so much, Sylvia.
You're welcome.
All right, PSN, we thank you for those that have come on thus far with their testimonies. I see we just got another caller on. I'll be right with you. A few callers, amen. I'll be right with you. We want to thank God just for the obedience of Prophet Shakespeare, my father, continuing the show. He called early this morning and was like, I need you to do the show. He had a very, very important meeting. So we just want to, again, have our prayers and thoughts with him as he's in this meeting this afternoon, and that the voice of God is continually speaking to him and guiding him into all truth, whatever the matter is for his life. Amen. People of God, we don't want to jump in things or do things without God's guidance first. So we know that Prophet is prayed up and that he's listening and hearing God, and I promise you he wouldn't forsake this show for no reason. So he is doing still the work of the Lord right now. So we want to thank God for him and just have our prayers with him. Okay, caller 313-739-5214. It's Testimony Tuesday. So your mic is hot. Hello? 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 313-739.
Hi. Hey.
Hey, it's Testimony Tuesday. Who am I speaking to?
Patrick.
Patrick, hi, how are you?
I'm fine, yourself?
I'm good. Are you a first-time listener or caller?
Yes.
You are? Well, great. You're on spot. Well, you didn't have to go first. You didn't have to go first. But I'm Prophet Shakespeare's daughter. I'm on the air for him today because he had to be in a very, very important meeting this afternoon. But it's Testimony Tuesday, so if you have any testimonies or prayer requests or things of that nature, you can share those with us.
Okay. Let me say
this. PSM is a big loving family. So like every caller on here, if it's your first time, you're already family. If it's your second, your third, your 10th, your 20th, if you are like in covenant with PSM, then you know we're all family here. So it's no holds bar. It's no judgmental. It's a judgmental free zone. We are all family here, and all brothers and sisters in Christ. All we're gonna do is pray for you and lift you up and study the word and things together. Prophet is not on today and didn't leave a guideline as far as the lesson, but he did want to make sure these testimonies and prayers and prayer requests went forth. Okay, so Patrick, it's
okay.
Your show right now.
All right, my show. All right, well, I just want to thank God, you know, for keeping me throughout my life and, I mean, actually acknowledging that he has kept me. I guess like I said, I turned my life back over to him 3 years ago, and I'm just glad to actually see, you know, the growth in God. Mm-hmm. And so that, like I said, he's actually been keeping me, you know, not just from outside things, but, you know, from myself, you know, causing myself, you know, harm and danger. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's my testimony. God, you know, is a keeper, and that he's been keeping me.
Amen. Well, I love to hear that. That is awesome. We are always encouraging our brothers and our sisters to just stay connected. You know, if we stay connected to the body, stay connected with his word, stay connected in worship and prayer, there's no way you can go wrong. Things happen. If people slip, people fall. But when you stay connected to a family that is always praying for you, always there for you, Patrick, you can look us up also on Facebook. How did you find out about PSM Live?
Actually, while I was at work, and a customer came in, and she was actually giving me a flyer, and I think this was like a while back,
And
she was giving me a flyer about it was a flyer talking about they had like a deliverance ceremony going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her that my church, we just had the same thing, and she just like, here, I think you should call, you know, this you should call here and, you know, just hear what, you know, hear what the man of God has to say. And so I needed to call, however, I work during the day, but I said on one of my off days I'll call. And so
okay.
I decide to call.
Thank you, Patrick. Well, I'm going to tell my dad, I'm going to tell him that he needs to get on here. I'm typing in your name right now underneath your phone number so he'll know that it is you and that you are listening and a new caller and that he can speak into your life and things of that nature, okay?
Okay.
All right, Patrick, thank you so much. You can keep listening. Don't hang up just because you gave your praise report. So we're here, all right?
All right.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the next caller, 313-285-4122. Your mic is hot. It's hot now. Hello?
Hi. Good morning. God bless you, Angel. I didn't push my button, but praise you, God.
It's okay. Who am I speaking to?
This is Bertha Pruitt.
Hi, Bertha.
How are you? How are you?
And
hello, Patrick. God bless you.
And
God, you have came back to the fold for the restoration. Praise God.
Yes.
That's the best thing. It's the best news anyone can have. You give your life back to God.
Yes.
Because you know that there is no other hope.
Right.
That's great news. That is great news. But I just love you all and praying for you all every day. And just go forth and let God use you and do what the Lord says to Minister Angel.
Thank you. Bless you. All right. Caller 630-450-7355. Your mic is hot. It's Testimony Tuesday here on TSM Live. Hello. Caller 630-450. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, who are we listening to?
You know what? This is Shatwan, but I wasn't trying to press my button.
Hey, Shatwan, it's okay. It's pressed. I pressed it for you. I need some help, sis. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just waking up, but I'm good.
Okay. You got any testimonies, any prayer requests? I saw Mad Janice's Facebook post about the little child that was shot in Chicago, so we're definitely praying for her.
Yeah, but we got news this morning that the baby passed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So we're just praying for the family and that the people, you know, that they turn themselves in or somebody turn them in.
Yeah. We pray that right now in Jesus' name, that they be arrested by the Holy Spirit, that they be arrested by the Spirit of God, and that they bring themselves to justice and forgiveness. And we do
yes.
right now. So this family can heal. My God.
Yes.
The baby was only, like, what, 6 months, I think?
6 months old.
So undeserving.
Yes.
But we know
yes.
God has a plan and he has a purpose, so.
Yes, he does.
We praise
yes,
him now.
Yes, he does.
We praise him now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's stay on the air, people. I'm going to play a song right now. We're just going to pray and meditate on God, and then I'll come back to the rest of the callers that we have for Testimony Tuesday. And we will go into prayer and worship so that we can hear God today and just let him know that we don't take him for granted. Amen. Thank you, Shatwan.
You're welcome.
Reveal your power.
presence. Come on, right now we just want to infuse the air with our praises and with our worship right now. Just infuse the air right now. Lord, you're worthy. You're awesome, God. You can consume us, Father. Have your way, Father. You're worthy, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Have thine own way, Lord Jesus. What a wonderful Savior you are, oh God. What a wonderful God you are, Lord Jesus. Father, as we approach these days of coming, Father, in this week, Lord Jesus, we just ask that you keep us and that you cover us, that you protect us, Father, that you allow us, Holy Spirit, to hear your voice, to hear your leading, and not distract what you would have us to do, Father. We thank you now, Lord Jesus, that your ways are true, Father God, and that you're leading us and that you're guiding us, God, in this perilous time, in these days where people are heartless, oh God, and people murder and kill without action, without any thought, Father God. They just pull the triggers, Father God, and we just ask now, Lord Jesus, that you keep and protect us, Lord God, that you guide us into the footsteps of someone else's, oh God, that may be that trigger man, Father God, that may be that person with their finger on the trigger, Father God. We pray now, Lord Jesus, that you guide us into their lives, Father God, that we may minister to them, oh God, that we may be the ones that will stop the guns from being shot, Lord Jesus, that they may lay down their guns, oh God, and pick up their cross, oh God, to carry and to follow you, Lord Jesus, because of the influence and the love from our hearts and our mouths, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, right now, Father. We lift you up and we give you glory and praise. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. It's Testimony Tuesday, and I was just sitting here praying and listening to the song and just praying, and we want God to show us his glory, but his glory consists of change. His glory consists of the world changing. His glory taking place in our lives consists of us impacting others' lives with his glory and with his power. And we pray that that be our testimony. We pray that that be our testimony in the coming days, that our testimonies won't just be personal, like my tooth and our daughters and our sons and our brothers and our sisters, but that our testimonies will stretch out further, that we'll enlarge our territories into other people's territories and into other people's lives. That would be a great testimony to say that we inspired someone to lay down their sins, to lay down their issues and their addictions and their strongholds, and to just get set free and to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's Testimony Tuesday, PSM, and I'm on the air for Prophet Shakespeare. He's, like I said again, I just repeat because we get new callers, that he is in a very, very important meeting, but he's always with us and always thinking of you guys and wouldn't forsake this show just for no reason. So I'm going to go to our next couple of callers so that you can shout out your testimonies, shout out your prayer requests and things of that nature. We are going to cut the live show portion short this day because of my mouth and being in stitches right now, and I don't want to bust anything. I'm not even going to school to sing today so that I can heal up properly, but we are going to take these testimonies here, and we are going to take the rest of the prayer requests, and then we're going to ask a few of our PSM brothers and sisters to prayer warriors, intercessors, to pray. Shatwan, Bertha, Denise. So let me get these few callers here that we have left on the line and shout out your praise report and your prayer request. It's 703-547. You are live. Hello. 703-547-6296. You are live. Not today, not today. No testimonies, no prayer requests. Okay, 917-651. You are live. 917-651.
Hello?
Nobody wants to give a prayer request today. Everybody shy? Mike shy? Okay, I left. Caller 505-710. You are live. Am I doing something wrong? Do I not hear people? Is it me? Is it just me? Hello? Maybe it's just me. Let me see. Shatwan, are you still on? Shatwan?
Yes, I'm still on.
Okay, so it's not just me. I think our callers are just a little mic shy. It's okay. It is all right. We give God glory right now. If you have any prayer requests, just click in, and I think you just press the pound button, and we can see your mic light up, and we can take your prayer requests or things of that nature, okay? I don't think that Denise is on right now. So, Shatwan, do you want to pray for us? I don't have any specific prayer requests. I think we can just pray out of our hearts, pray out of our spirits right now, and then I'm going to ask Bertha to pray. If that is okay with her, I'll make her mic hot as well. And okay. I'm going to open up Denise's line also. So we can pray in that order, Shatwan, Bertha, and Denise. Denise, your mic is hot also right now. Just to let you guys know that you are live, okay?
Okay.
All right, Shatwan. So go ahead, just pray out of your heart, pray out of your spirit. Let the Lord use you. Amen.
Okay. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just come thanking you for this day, God. We just come thanking you and giving you glory, God. We just want to honor you today, God. We just want to reverence you today, God. Yes. Father God, we just want to give you back what's due to you today, God. Yes. And Father God, we just thank you today, God, that you saw fit for us to be here another day, God. Father God, we thank you for the listeners today, God. God, we thank you for all those that have a prayer request, God. And God, we thank you for all those that have a testimony, God. For we know, God, that through the test and trial, God, that it's for our making, God, so that we may help other people, God. And we just thank you and praise you, God. God, that you have put the words in our mouth today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, right now, God, that you come in right now, God, and send your glory and your fire today, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, that we may speak a word of life into someone, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we may say something, God, that will stop them from the spirit of from committing suicide, God.
Yes, Lord.
Suicide, God. In the name of
Jesus.
God, send somebody their way, God, and let them know, God. God, it's not as bad as they think it is, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I bind up the murdering spirit, God, that's running rapid throughout the world, God.
Yes, yes.
Of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I bind up those spirits that are not like you, God. God, in the spirit of homosexuality, God. Oh, God, the spirit of prostitution, God. In the name of Jesus, God. I bind those spirits up, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I come binding the strong man up in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we may snatch our people back from the fire, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, I cast them spirits back into a dry and barren land, God, that they may not come back and have any power, God, in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, I lose those love and power and joy, God, in the name of Jesus on your people, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I bind up every broken heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, show them, God, that you are the comforter to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, show them, God, how you love them, God, in the
your name.
Yes,
Father God, we just want to thank you, God. And, oh, God, we ask right now, God. Oh, God, as we go out through this day, God. God, teach us, show us how to use your love, God. To call them into your kingdom, God. Oh, God, let us be watchful and mindful of what we say to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, let us shine away from the very appearance of evil, God, that we may not cause them to fall off the path, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Hallelujah.
Walk up right before you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we represent the mighty King and we represent you, God, oh, God, give us a clean heart and a clean hand, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, Lord.
Build your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I bless you and I praise you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, I come right now, God. Oh, God, thank you for the release of your manifestation, God, of every promise, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. That we're not living in lack anymore, God. Oh, God, I thank you that the spirit of poverty has been bound off your people, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I bless you today, God, for every avenue and every door opening for the finances, God. I thank you for the entrepreneurship, God, that you're releasing over your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we're walking in prosperity, God, in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
God, I bless you and praise you today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you for your word, God. God, your word, God, in the name of Jesus. God, it shall not come back void, God. So, God, we speak your word over our lives today, God. God, we speak it into manifestation.
Yes, Lord.
But now, in the name of Jesus, God, we are blessed children of God. We are joint heirs of the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we walk mightily in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
God, bless you and I praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, for you are worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, I bless you, God. I praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Bertha.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Bertha? Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
You ready to pray?
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Lord, we magnify you and adore you. We exalt your holy name. Lord, you are God of excellence and you are God of integrity. And, oh, God, we just thank you. We worship you. We praise you today, oh, God. We lift up holy hands before you. Father, we stretch our hands to you, for there's no other help we know. We lift our eyes into the hills because we know our help comes from you. Father, God, if we wouldn't have you, then we would be nothing. We would be lost, oh, God. But we thank you for the shedding blood of your Son, Christ Jesus, that has redeemed us back to you and made us worthy to call you Father and that we're your sons and daughters. God, we give you glory and honor for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And in spite of the circumstances and the situations, oh, God, we will yet rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I ask you now just to release peace upon your people. Father God, we're living in end times. Trouble is on every side. But God, you said that you would be peace in the midst of the storm. And oh God, we ask you right now to let the winds go. Let the winds blow the dark cloud and the storms away from us, oh God. Father God, even though the storms of life is raging, we know that you are there, oh God. We know that you never leave us or forsake us. You gave us that promise, oh God, in your word. We believe your word, God, and we stand on your word. So you are our anchor, oh God. You are our reverence. You are our shelter. You are our fortress. You are our King of kings and Lord of lords. Father God, you are our other Father, and we thank you that we're worthy to call you Father. Father God, I just ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to release your own joy upon your people.
Yes,
your promise of praise, oh God. God, you say in your word, and all things give thanks. place. And God, we thank you right now for every mountain that you have brought us over, for every valley you brought us through. God, we give you praise because you are our Rapha. You are our healer, oh God. You are the Ram and Gilead. And God, we thank you for your healing mercies, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are our deliverer. We thank you, oh God, that you came to set the captive free. Free the minds of your people, oh God. Free the minds of deception and depression,
yes,
and anxiety and worry and fear. We cast it out right now, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up Prophet Shakespeare before you, Lord. Wherever he go, oh God, let divine favor always be there. Give him divine favor in every meeting, in every conference, everything that he sets his hands in his feet to do. God, let it prosper for your glory. And oh God, we lift up angel. As you stand today on this show, speak to her, Lord. Word of mouth, oh God. Let the words be as fire that comes forth. To burn up everything that matters you. To burn up every imagination that stands itself and enjoy itself high above you. We find every spirit, every attack, and every scheme of the enemy that has been set. Oh God, let your fire fall. Let your glory reign. In the matchless name of Jesus. Speak your word through your Lord God.
Yes,
through your service. In the matchless name of Jesus, we give you the glory for restoration, the glory for renewal, the glory for refreshment, the glory for revival, the glory for the awakening of your people. In Jesus' name, we thank you, oh God. Amen, amen. Bless your holy name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Denise?
Hello?
Hi, Denise.
No, Angel, this is Sandra. You muted, unmuted the wrong mic.
Oops, sorry, sorry, sorry.
That's okay.
Well, I wanted to pray for, Patrick, our new listener. Anyways, so I will do that right now. Father, we come to you now asking for Patrick, Lord Jesus, for his guidance and his mind to be girded with your truth, Lord Jesus, with your word, that his spirit, oh God, will be unwavering and unfaltering, God, that he won't doubt you at your word, that he will take you at your word, God. We thank you now for Patrick's willingness, oh God, to be on this, on the air today, Lord Jesus, and to share his heart, to share his testimony, to share his life, to share the truth, God. We thank you now, Lord Jesus, that you are developing him, Lord Jesus, for the multitude, for the masses, for those that he doesn't even know yet, Lord Jesus, that you're developing him and girding him up, Lord God. I thank you now, Lord Jesus, that his being on the air today, Lord Jesus, is not by mistake, Lord Jesus, but that it is on purpose, Lord Jesus. I thank you now for covering him. I thank you for giving him, Lord Jesus, the confidence and the know-how, the wisdom and the understanding of his every spiritual gift, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that he knows and that he walks in the knowing of you and who you are and who he is in you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that he walks upright, that he walks strong and courageous, oh God, that he be an example to the young men, oh God, in his city, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you praise, glory, and honor for him right now, Lord God, and that if there be any turmoil in his life, Lord Jesus, that you will use it for your glory, oh God, and that everything that the enemy meant for evil, oh God, that you'll make it for good right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you, and I give you glory, praise, and honor for every caller that is on the air today right now, Father, every listener, oh God, and everyone that wanted to be on here, Father God. I just give you praise and glory for their lives, oh God, for their obedience to you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for the manifested healings. I thank you for the breakthroughs and the deliverances, oh God, in all of their lives, oh God. I give you glory now, Lord Jesus, for the word that is coming forth in their lives, oh God. I thank you for the revelations that is coming forth, Father God. And I just give you glory, Father. You are honored and you are praised. In Jesus' name, we give you glory, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for being on today and for listening. I am going to play a lesson from Prophet Shakespeare entitled The Gift. So if you want to hang on, you can hang on for the entirety of the show. And this lesson will play out. And again, Patrick, thank you for being on with us today. You can find us on Facebook at Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International. We will be glad to sign you up on the friendship board on Facebook to become a part of PSM Ministries International. It is beyond what you have experienced today. It is so much more, and I want you to have the full thrust of it. So Prophet will be back on the air tomorrow, everyone. I'm going to play this lesson of his, and I think that's it for today. I just want to thank everybody for being on the air with us today. Thank you so, so much. Here is the lesson, The Gift.
Right? Praise the, and we talked about the prophetess. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, all of you who have the handout, praise the Lamb of God, you have a very valuable piece of property. Amen. Like I told you last night, all of you should have gave me $20 for this little piece of work I did. Praise the Lord. But your pastor said, no, we're going to run them off and give them to them free if it's all right to you. So I said, okay. Amen. Everybody say, thank you, Pastor. Because the prophet didn't do that. Pastor did that. Amen. And he's in his right to do that. So we praise God for him. Amen. Normally there's a registration for this class too. Praise God, of $100. When I go and do this across the country in the School of the Prophets, it's $100 for this class. Somebody say, thank you, Pastor. Amen. That he brought me remotely to come down and do this class and to give you this level of impartation. We're going to do an activation tonight, so I want you to listen to me. While we're going, while we're teaching, I want you to set yourself up to receive something from God tonight by searching your life and make sure that if there's something in your heart, the Bible says, if I have iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Praise the Lamb of God. So make sure you clean your pipeline so that the Holy Spirit will have free course and the Word of God can do what it needs to do in this room. Amen? Because you are having a life-changing experience right now. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay? So tonight we're going to deal with the gift of prophecy, and we're going to learn how to operate in that gifting. Praise God. And we're going to learn how to apply that gifting to our everyday life, which Pastor touched on, and how to use it in the kingdom, praise the Lamb of God, for the success of the local ministry and the body of Christ. Because if we're not using it for that, praise the Lamb of God, then we are retarding the gift. Yes, sir. Hello, light bulbs. Yes, sir. And that's, we don't want to do that. We don't want to retard the gift. We want to make sure that God continuously receives glory from whatever we do. Yes, sir. You do agree with that, amen? Yes, make sure that God receives glory from everything you do. Now, this is the first thing I want to tell you. Everybody is not going to receive the word from you, praise the Lamb of God, amen, if the Lord gives you a word for somebody. If, everybody say, if. Yes. If the Lord gives you a word for somebody, everybody is not going to receive what God gives you. Praise them. Turn to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, right quick. This is in the manual. It's in the manual, but turn to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. Praise the Lord. Verse 14. And these words are recorded there. Praise God. If you don't have your Bible, these words are recorded there. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Praise the Lamb of God. So when you speak spiritual things, don't expect everybody to receive spiritual things from you when they are carnal-minded. And that includes people who sit up in church. because we have carnal-minded believers. Amen. Believers who have not yet been transformed by the Spirit of God. They believe in Jesus, and that's all they believe. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So therefore, they're like the church of Samaria. When Philip went to Samaria, he converted everybody in the city, but they were not filled with the Holy Ghost. So the apostles had to come down, praise the Lamb of God, and impart the gift of the Holy Ghost so that they could have the Holy Ghost. Another place they went and preached, they asked them, say, since you believe, have you been filled with the Holy Ghost? They said, we ain't even heard nothing about no Holy Ghost. So then they were carnal believers, praise the Lamb of God. When the Spirit of God fills you, praise the Lamb of God, one of the blessings of it is you are led by the Spirit of God according to Romans, the 8th chapter. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, then we are the children of God. You do agree with that, right? Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, now we can move on. Turn to chapter 12, 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. We're going to hang around this neighborhood of Scripture for a little while here. Praise God. We don't have to do too much flipping and turning. We're going to remain right here. Now, the age apostle of Paul was giving, praise God, an education in the gifts to the church. Praise the Lamb of God. He was giving an education to the church concerning spiritual gifts. Praise the Lamb of God. He was the apostle, right? We dealt with that last night, praise God, in Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Praise God. You know you can turn that now if you want to, in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and read about the ascension gifts. As a matter of fact, let's do that first. Turn to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Praise God. Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Galatians, Ephesians, right? I said chapter 4. Uh-huh. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see what I'm looking at. Where's my verse here concerning the gifts? Am I in the right place? Is it verse 11? Yeah, that's where it is. It's right there. Verse, thank you. Thank you, sister. It's right here, right? Praise God. Look what it says. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, right? Some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Watch this. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge. Everybody say the knowledge. The knowledge of the Son of God until a perfect man, until the measure, praise the Lamb of God, of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, I mentioned that last night, praise the Lamb of God. So the apostle gift and the prophet gift and those ascension gifts, which we call our leaders, our shepherd gifts, praise the Lamb of God, are given to us to perfect us, to complete us, praise them. That's what the word perfect means in Scripture. It's to complete you, praise the Lamb of God, to give you all you need so that you can look at, walk, and talk like Jesus. That's what that Scripture means. Praise. Do everybody agree with that? If you don't, then you don't. Praise the Lord. But that's the word. All right, now let's turn back to Ephesians, 1 Corinthians. Praise God, the 12th chapter. Now, listen to what he says in the first verse. He says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not that you be ignorant. That means without the knowledge. I don't want you to walk around unlearned about spiritual gifts, because God has given you these spiritual gifts, and if you're ignorant of them, then you're not going to know how to work your work. You're not going to know how to operate in your giftings. And then, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to be doing things that you shouldn't be doing when you don't supposed to be doing, and when you're supposed to be doing it and using it, you're not going to use it. Right. Or you're going to allow the gift to lie dormant in you. Right. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to allow it to just lie dormant in you, praise God, because of the fact you are not aware that it's there, and you don't know what to do with it. If I gave overseer, praise God, a gift for Christmas or his birthday, praise God, and he look at it and say, thank you. It's all wrapped up in a beautiful box, and he leave it up on his desk somewhere, and every day he look at it and say, I got to open that gift. I have to open that gift. Shakespeare gave me that gift. Yeah, I see him again. He say, Shakespeare, thank you for the gift. Prophet, thank you for the gift. I say, yeah, man, thank you. I'm thinking he using it. It's just sitting on his desk. That's the way we are. A lot of us have spiritual gifts, but they're just still wrapped up on the inside of us. So we hear Paul telling his son, Timothy, he says, stir up the gift. Come on, talk to me, people. Stir up the gift that's in you of faith he was talking about that was handed down from your grandmother to your mother and even to you. Praise the Lamb of God, which is the gift of faith. Now watch this. We're going to read a little more. He said, the second verse, you know that ye were Gentiles or heathens or morons, that word means, meaning you didn't know God. That's what it means. You break it down, that's what it means. Carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Let me hear you say, Jesus is Lord. Now, you said that by the Spirit of God. You can't say that on your own. There's a quickening in you, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to say that by the Spirit of God. Now, watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, he gives us information here, praise God, to teach us several things. How to operate, praise the Lamb of God. How to receive impartation, praise the Lamb of God. How to give impartation, how to manifest, and how to evangelize. And I'm going to deal with those, and then I'm going to be out your way. Amen? Now, watch this. He says, wherefore I give to you understanding, that's information, right? That no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus cursed, that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Watch this. Now there are divisions of gifts, he's given information, diversities of gifts, rather, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God with worketh in all. But the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit. Watch this now. To one is given by the Spirit. Now that's just the impartation. Right? I gave you education. Now I'm giving you impartation. Watch this. It says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another the gift of healing, the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man several as he will. So in other words, the Holy Spirit gives gifts to who he will. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen? The Holy Spirit gives gifts to who he will as he see fit. So when we're born again, the Holy Spirit kind of scans you and say, because of the way what you've been through and the way you live and the way you've been molded, this is the best gift that fits you that's going to give glory to the kingdom. Yes, sir. Hello, light bulb. Yes, sir. So then he imparts you with a gift. Hello? Praise the Lamb of God. So then it's your responsibility to get education about the gift so that you can manifest the gift for glorification to God. Now watch this. Watch this. Come on, go with me a little more. We're going to talk about it. Watch this. Drop down to verse 12. Praise the Lamb of God. Here he's going to give us the formation. Watch this. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many, our one body is also is Christ. Do you understand that? Okay, let me rewrap it. For the body is one. Praise the Lord. That means all the members of the body make up the body. It has many members. My fingers are members of my body. My toes are members, right? Praise the Lord. My eyeballs are members of my body. Even the little hair I got is a member of my body. Watch this now. Watch this. He says, and all the members of that one body, although being many, are still one body. So is also the body of Christ. Although we all have these different gifts, we still all members of the body of Christ. This is going to become very important. I'm still talking about the gift of prophecy. Watch this. For by one spirit, we are all baptized into one body, where we are, whether we are be Jews, Gentiles, whether we bound free, having been all made to drink into the same spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now, turn the page. Turn the page. Praise the Lamb of God. Chapter 13. Drop down to verse 9. Praise the Lord. It says, watch this, concerning the gift of prophecy. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. God only reveals to us a part of the matter. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. Now we understand the Holy Spirit gives us a gift. But when he gives you something, he don't give you the whole of the matter. He only gives you a portion of the matter, a part of the matter. It could be in four stages or four pieces till the whole come. Sometimes the Lord will show you the end of it, but he won't show you the journey to it. Yeah, and I heard somebody say, woo, because she probably know, praise the Lamb of God, if I prophesy to you tonight, I'm giving you the promise. I'm prophesying what God has promised to you, right? Praise God. But you might have to go to hell through hell to get to the promise. You're going to deal with some enemies to your destiny. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord promised me, he said, all the thousands of members he was going to give me, but he didn't tell me I was going to flatline three times. He didn't tell me I was going to have congested heart failure. Are y'all listening to me? He didn't tell me on the journey they was going to talk about me, backstab me, lie on me, come on, talk to me, praise the Lord, and do all manner of evil against me. He just told me, I'm going to give you all this for your faithfulness. But he didn't tell me how I was going to have to get to it. Praise the Lamb, what I have to go through to get to what he wants me to do. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb. So he reveals in part, praise the Lamb of God. So he teaches us the operation of this. When I'm operating as a prophet, a lot of people think I know everything about them because I tell them something significant. They think I know everything. And a lot of times when I prophesy, if you come to me the next day and talk to me about what I prophesied to you, I don't even know it. Know why? The spirit in me is speaking and not me. Second of all, I probably really don't care. Hello, light bulbs. It don't make me no different what God tells you. That's why it's easy for me if the Lord say, tell brother so-and-so, so-and-so, I say, today he going to die. I walk up to him and tell him, God said, today you going to die. It don't mean nothing to me. It'd be different if he tell me to tell my daughter. Now I'm going to be listening to what God says attentively because it has to do with me. Are y'all listening to me? But I'm telling you this because you have to understand the operation, how the Spirit of God operates in the gift of prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God. You will speak things and say things sometimes unknowing that you're talking in the Spirit. Are you listening to me? Know why? Because of your walk with God. When you're walking with God, praise the Lamb of God, especially if you learn to give God your tongue in the morning. Every morning, I tell God to load my tongue for the day. Praise the Lamb of God. And I release my tongue in the Spirit in prayer so that God will fill my tongue. When my tongue is full of God, now I got prophetic tongue. Praise the Lamb of God. So things I say, as bishops, as overseers said, start shaping and forming things in my world. Praise the Lamb of God. Now I'm not just talking crazy all day long, but I'm saying impactful and meaningful things. This has to do with the spirit of prophecy. Are you with me? Watch this. Watch this. Jump down to chapter 14. Now we're going to go into another stage. Watch this. It says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts. Now, even though the Holy Spirit gives gifts to whom he will, you still can desire a gift that you don't have. There's nothing wrong with pastor desiring the gift of prophecy. There's nothing wrong with someone over here desiring the gift of healing when you see there's so many people in the church sick. Help me somebody. Praise the Lamb. Till the start saying, it's a curse or something on our church because everybody getting sick. Praise the Lamb. No, there's supposed to be a healing balm in the church. There's supposed to be somebody, help me hear somebody, who hands get hot. Come on, help me hear somebody. There's supposed to be somebody who can operate in that prophetic anointing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the same thing happens in the gift of prophecy. What you don't have, you can ask God for his glory. Lord, I want this gift so I can operate in my family. I want this gift so I can operate in the body of the church, the local assembly, to assist in the ministry that I work in. Every leader in the church should be asking for it. Praise God. Do you know how much weight we would take off of this man's shoulder from him trying to plan for the greeters? He's trying to plan for the deacons. He's trying to plan for the music. He got to pray over every ministry of the church and become the eyes, the brain, and everything of it, because nobody has a vision. Then has to meet with everybody, call everybody in, and give them the vision instead of people bringing him the vision. Come on. You look at the vision of the church or the house, whatever that vision is, praise the Lamb of God, and you're supposed to pray over that vision. If you're a leader, praise the Lamb of God, your prophetic anointing through your prayer life will reveal to you what needs to be done in your ministry, and you can bring that proposal to pastor and say, this is what the Lord gave me. Then all he got to do is pray over it. It probably quickened in his spirit. And he say, go forth. Come on, talk to me. Instead of ministries dying within the ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Because our prayer life is not fruitful and we're not operating in the prophetic prophet. Watch this. Watch this. For he that speaketh, watch this, in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but to God. For no man understandeth him, I bet in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Watch this gift of prophecy. But he that prophesieth, speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. Praise the Lamb of God. So now you are operating in a ministry gift that's a blessing to your brothers and sisters. Babbling does nothing for me. You standing up, Ebo, Shaba, Mercedes, and Honda, does nothing for me. But if you came to me and told me a word, a revelation concerning my situation, praise the Lamb of God, then you can help me. You can build me up. You can encourage me. Praise the Lamb of God. You can give me brand new hope in times of failure in my life. Praise God. Watch this. This going somewhere. Watch what I tell you now. Watch this. It says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. He that prophesies edifies the church. And I'm talking to the church tonight. It said, he edifies, you build up the church. Praise the Lamb of God. Now remember yesterday, I talked to you about being submissive to leadership. Just because God speaks to you doesn't make you the head. Come on, talk to me. Praise God. Now, let me tell you what's happening, what I'm experiencing at the church in Detroit. A lot of women in my ministry, praise the Lamb of God, is receiving the gift of prophecy. Their husbands are not attending the church. So they're going home reading their husbands. They marching straight to divorce court. So Monday night, I just had a meeting with all the daughters of my ministry and told them, a lot of you out of order. Your gift does not usurp authority over your husband. Hello, somebody. Ring my bell. Praise the Lamb of God. Your gift, no matter what gift you have, does not allow you, praise the Lamb of God, to move from being the helpmeet. Help me here, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must understand this in the body of Christ, because if we don't, we're gonna destroy some things. You have to learn how to manage your ministry gift, praise the Lamb of God, in a way that it will be a blessing to your family, a blessing to your marriage, and not a curse. Help me hear somebody. Praise the Lamb. You say, oh, the Lord revealed to me that he this way and he that way. Well, why did he reveal it to you? Help me hear somebody. And sometimes you got to push your plate away, because these kind only come in forth through fasting and praying. When you really get the gift and you know you got the gift, you ain't trying to prophesy. You trying not to. Hallelujah. See, 37 years in the ministry, I remember everybody I met, I wanted to tell them something. You know, the Lord wanted to tell you this. And I found out they thought I was crazy. So they was running around saying, man, he make me sick. Every time he come in my presence, he want to tell me everything. God, and he'd be on point, but, man, I just sometimes, can we just say, what up, though? Understand what I'm saying? So you don't want people to think, praise the Lamb, that you done lost your mind. First thing people need to understand about you is that you're intelligent. That you have all your faculties. Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb. Then you'll be accepted more. The next thing they need to know is that you've got some love in you. Help me here, somebody. Am I right or wrong? When people feel your love, they can accept almost anything you tell them. Because they know you're telling them in love. Hallelujah. Come on, let's keep walking. Pastor, that's good. I'm glad he said that. Hallelujah. Praise. Let me see if I find something else to make him happy. Watch this. Watch this. Look what Paul says, verse 5. I would that ye all speak with tongues. Watch this. But I rather that you prophesy. Watch this. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaketh in tongues, except an interpreter, praise the Lamb of God, that the church may receive edifying. Now he's revealing something to us there, praise the Lamb of God. What he's revealing is that there is a gift of tongue that is a prophetic tongue. Uh-oh, y'all got mighty quiet about that. You better read the verse again. Praise the Lamb of God. There is a gift in your tongue. Now listen, everybody say, I have the gift of tongues. Not one tongue. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of us who speak in tongue recognize that sometimes our language changes. Hello, light bulbs. And when your tongue flips, as I call it, and you start speaking in a different dialect, it's because your tongue is doing a different kind of ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. I was just at the Rock Church a few weeks ago with my daughter. She had to sing there, and I'm there with her, and we're sitting in the service. Spirit got high, and a young man and a young woman broke out in a real hard, like Hebraic old tongue. And everybody was just sitting there listening to them and worshiping and everything. And I tapped the pastor on the shoulder and said, the man in the back is prophesying. He said, what? I said, he's prophesying. I said, and he has a word for you, he has a word for me, and he has a word for your church. He said, how you know that? I said, I have the gift of interpretation of tongues. Praise the Lamb of God. How did Shakespeare get it? I prayed for it. Are y'all listening to me? That gift I prayed for. Praise God. As soon as the man stopped speaking in tongues, I told the pastor, I said, take him the mic. He went and handed him the mic. He grabbed him, he opened his eyes. A young man, too, said, prophet, the Lord told me to tell you. Came straight to me, went straight to the pastor, and then prophesied to his church. Just like I told him. The gift of interpretation. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Pierce will tell you, a lady was prophesying at the altar in the full gospel in our early morning session, praise God, and I went over to Bishop Murphy and told him she prophesied. He said, what's she saying? I said, this is what she's saying. And I said, she's prophesying to you. She was standing right at the altar. I said, she's prophesying to you. That same day, the prophecy was fulfilled. He came that night in the prayer room and told us. He said, Prophet Shakespeare prophesied to me today this morning, and the prophecy came to pass. I said, I didn't prophesy to you. The lady prophesied. I just interpreted. Are you listening to me? So you see that there are gifts that the church need to embrace in this prophetic gifting thing that could be a blessing to the entire church. Suppose somebody was sitting up next to you speaking in tongues, and there's no interpreter. Praise the Lamb of God, of the prophetic tongue. And the woman was saying, there's a man outside at your car want to give you $10,000. And you walked outside, and there's a note on your car saying, the Lord told me to give you $10,000, but I got to get on a plane and go back to Israel, and since you wasn't here, I had to leave. Don't you wish somebody on the other side was an interpreter and say, hey, man, you better get out in the parking lot to your car. Somebody finna give you $10,000. Everybody like that one, don't you? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Praise the Lamb. Where I'm at? Verse 7. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you except I speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by a doctrine. Watch this. And even things without life-giving sound, without whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sound, how shall it be known what there is being piped or harped? Praise the Lamb of God. All right? You got that part? Let's jump. Jump down to verse 22, same chapter. Am I doing good? Is you learning something? Praise the Lord. Okay? Let's look at verse 22. Watch what it says. It says, I want to say that for last. Jump over up to verse 26. Jump to verse 26 right quick. Praise God. I got 15 minutes. Hallelujah. Watch this. How is it then, brethren, when we come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, have a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. Praise the Lamb of God. We can add and say, let all things be done decently. Yes, everybody know that one, right? Praise the Lamb. We don't have to turn to that. Watch this. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, that by course let one interpret. So the gift of interpretation in the church is necessary. Because I submit to you, that you all been having services and somebody has been prophesying in tongue and it's a different dialect from anybody else's tongue in the church, and there's no one in the church that's interpreting that tongue. Praise the Lamb. I told you this going to change your life right here. Praise the Lamb. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Verse 27. If any man speak in unknown tongue, right? At least two of the most three interpretation. That means it will result in prophecy. But if there be no interpreter, let them keep silent in the church and let them speak to themselves to God. Now, we do a lot of speaking in tongue in church. The reason why Paul told them this is because the tongue had got out of order. Yes, sir. the preacher would be up preaching and somebody would be, blah, 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 blah. Of course, that's the wrong time for you to be speaking in tongues. Am I right or wrong? Praise the Lamb of God. So that decently in order falls into that category. So he organized it that way with the church so that it could be done proper times, proper ways. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't want you all to go back. Well, we speak in tongues. You're supposed to. Praise the Lamb of God. Because many times there's a weight or a heaviness on the church. Look what the tongue does. It says you edify yourself. So if you're in the worship service and you're feeling heavy and the worship is going on and you move in the spirit and start speaking in tongues, your depression should leave you. Every one of my members, they call me and say, Pastor, I just feel depressed. I said, where you at? I'm at home. When can you meet me at the church? They meet me at the church. I have worship music playing. They say, Pastor, what do you want to talk about? I said, I don't want to talk about nothing. Come on in here and worship with me. We go to worship. I said, now, release your tongue. You have the gift of tongue. Release your tongue. Praise the Lamb of God. They go speaking in the tongue. They get up. I said, you feel better? Yeah, Pastor, it's all gone. Because that's what it does. It builds you up. It strengthens you. It's get them spirits off you. That's trying to attach to you like leeches. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to break some stuff off of you. Because pastor ain't always going to be available. First lady ain't always going to be around. You got to learn how to encourage yourself. You got to learn how to build yourself up. Tell the devil to go home. Send them demons to their address and bind them there. Tell them to stay. Don't come back here messing with me no more. Glory to Jesus. Woo! Y'all going to mess me up here in a minute. Praise the Lord. I got 12 minutes. Come on, come on. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Uh-huh. If there be no interpreter, verse 28, let them keep silent, right? 29, let the prophet speak two or three, and let another judge. Now we're getting into organization. You see what I'm saying? So in other words, there should be more than one person in here with the gift of prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, if it's done right, praise God, I spoke to the pastor about this last night, is if it's done right, then there should be a ministry of the prophetic gifting, just like it is a ministry of music. If all of us are together that prophesy, we meet together, study prophecy, pray together, we will come up with revelation. We will come up with vision. We would get revelation on how to get the finance to pay the church off. Okay, y'all got quiet on that. Praise the Lamb of God. We would get revelation on what God wants us to do next, how God wants us to move as a body. And many times, he may not reveal it to you, but while you're praying, speaking in tongue, he'll reveal it to the man of God. Then one of you will say, well, this is what the Lord spoke, but I don't know how pastor's going to receive that. Sunday morning, he'll come to the pulpit and speak what God spoke to you. And say, you know, I was riding in the car down 90. 9 is the number of birth. I was riding in the car down 90, and the Lord spoke to me and said, this is what the church, you'll see somebody jump up and run. The person who running, no, God revealed that to me. He showed it to me. I prayed it through. All right, y'all going to get this thing in a minute. All right, watch this, watch this, watch this. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, that all may learn. Praise the Lamb of God, and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophet are subject to the prophet. That means you ain't just, I got to prophesy. No, you don't. I don't have to prophesy. I can keep it to myself. You don't believe me? Ask Jonah. Yes, the Lord told him to prophesy over and over and over again to Nineveh. He told God, I ain't going down there. I don't like them people. I want you to kill them. That's what he told him. He went and got him a ticket and went down to Joppa and got on a boat and said, "Know what? I'm sailing away from Nineveh. Kill them all, Lord." The Lord had to put him in the belly of the fish. Watch this. He was in there 3 days with his arm folded. I still ain't saying nothing. My old pastor said the reason why he came on out of there was because he got hungry. He said, "Lord, I need to eat something." Okay, I'll go. Praise God. But what that shows us is that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So, which means what? Just because God showed you something, speak something to you, you don't have to tell it. I'm talking about in the positive. The Lord show you a man sleeping with somebody else's husband, keep your mouth shut. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray and intercede till that yoke is broken. Help me hear somebody. Go to your sister in private. Take her somewhere in the back and say, "Baby, you ain't got to tell her what God showed you. Baby, the Lord showed me," praise the Lamb of God, "that you need to get closer to your husband and live in holiness."
Yes, sir.
Sanctify your life. And whatever is not of God, break off from it. You telling her then.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes,
now, if God come to you and say, "Go tell so-and-so what I said," you still pick your time. Say, "Well, she around some people right now. I ain't going to say nothing." You want me to tell you what the average prophet and prophetess problem is? We want glory. We want everybody to know what we say. Didn't I tell you that? Didn't I told you that. I know I'm a prophetess. That's not what your gift is for. When you do that, you're robbing God of his glory. Okay, praise God. You don't have to say amen. Just say ouch. Praise God. Hallelujah. Watch this. Watch this. I got 7 minutes. Oh, I'm doing so good tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. It says, "And the spirits of the prophets are subject to..." That, here goes my favorite verse. "But God is not the author of confusion." So if your prophecy caused confusion, it must not have come from God, or you prophesying out of order.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. It says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints." Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, my last one. Jump down, jump back to verse 22. All right? Now, I done gave you education. I done gave you impartation, operation, manifestation, organization. Now, I'm going to give you evangelization. Watch what it says, verse 22. "Wherefore, tongues are for a sign to them that believe." Tongues are a sign to them that believe. And that's twofold. When I received the gift of tongue, I recognized then that I was filled with the Holy Ghost. Woo! I really got the Holy Ghost now. Woo! I can speak it. Lord have mercy. Woo! I remember the first time I spoke in tongue, I was on my knees praying. And I asked the Lord for the tongue because the lady across the street had it. She had it, but she was bad with it, too. I was like, "Dang, I want to do it. Lord, if that'll help me communicate with you, give me the gift." Whoa! And it hit me. And I jumped up. Woo! Woo! I was trembling and shaking. "Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord." I had the gift of tongue. Praise God. So it was a sign to me as a believer. But then when I did it in public, it's a sign to other believers that you're saved. Praise God. Now, you say, well, people can fake the gift of tongue. You can, but you can't fake the anointing.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Because when you just speaking, everybody, "Hey, da da, yeah, hey, yeah," and then some people, "Ta ta 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 ta," that ain't no tongue. What's ta 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 ta? That what? Tongue is a language. It ain't ta 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 ta. You like yo CD stuff. Hallelujah. Come on, let me go on before somebody get mad at me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Watch this. Wherefore the tongues are for sign to them that believe, but to them that believe not, but prophesying, listen to this, serveth not for them that believe not, praise the Lamb, but for them which believe. Right? Watch this. Watch what it said. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place and all speak with tongue, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say, these people crazy? That's what it says right there in the Bible, right? That's what mad mean. Don't mean angry, it mean cuckoo for cocoa pops. Watch what verse 24. But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or unbeliever, or unlearned, he is convinced of all. He is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, after which he falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. So now, prophesying becomes an evangelistic tool. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. It becomes a way to grow the church. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you what's one of the biggest sins in the church today. We don't want to grow the church. We like it as a little social club. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you really recognize what God has given us, praise the Lamb of God, and what he really want to utilize you for, I'm going to mess some of you up. Praise the Lamb of God. At TCA, the Truth Church in Chicago, in Michigan, don't move into Chicago yet, Father, but I will go. Hallelujah. Truth Church in Detroit, watch this. Truth Church in Detroit, people come to me, come on. Let me tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet, I'm going to tell you this right now. My son unsaved. My husband unsaved. Blah, blah, blah. I said, you want me to tell you why? Because you won't prophesy. Know why all my kids saved and three of them preaching? Want me to tell you why? Because they know their daddy prophesied the truth. Because I prophesied to them. Praise the Lamb of God. My brother got saved. I prophesied to him one night. And what I told him, he knew. Nobody knew but him and God. The next Sunday, he went and joined church and got baptized. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you just can't have a word or a tongue and no life. One of the biggest problems with us is we only saved in the house, this house. We leave here, we change clothes. We change attitude. Praise the Lamb of God. We change music. We get cool when we live here. I shake some of the brothers' hands. Hey, prophet, how you doing, prophet? How you doing? By the time they get in the parking lot, what up, man? Saints, you go in their closet. We don't just have spring, summer, fall, and winter clothes. We got Sunday clothes. We got through the week clothes. Then we got Friday night clothes. Help me here, somebody. We got some stuff so hot, if Jesus came, we wouldn't put it on to entertain us. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. You're really going to flow in this gift. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen to me good. You're going to have to break ranks with the world. And you're going to have to break ranks with worldly people. You're going to have to leave non-productivity alone. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Musician, give me some string. Yeah, give me some of that. Come on. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Now listen to me. I've talked a lot in 2 days and in these 100 minutes. Praise the Lamb, which are increments of 10 that gives us divine order. Praise God. I have done this all around the country while I do this school. The Lord told me to do this last night. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm your pastor. Got the mic. I almost got back up and told him, let me do this. And then the Lord spoke to me and said, wait till tomorrow night. Now I know why. Because of this word. I told you in the beginning, I said, search your hearts. Praise the Lamb. I'm going to give you 60 seconds to pray. Hallelujah. Start right now. Start repenting. Start turning loose some things. This is a season that we have to break loose of our soulish ties, our fleshly ties to people. Praise the Lamb of God. We need to break away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know nothing, then you need to pray in tongue right quick. Hallelujah. You got 45 seconds. Get it right with Jesus right quick. Get it right with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Forgive us, O God, of our hard hearts, our stubbornness. Hallelujah. Our rebellion. Our manipulation in our lives. The untruths that circulate in us. Hallelujah. We recant the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah, Father. We walk in the kingdom of light. You are God, our King, our Lord, our Savior, our Master. But yet you are Father. And we love you. We know tonight you want to speak to all your children. So, Father, as an apostolic prophet, as an apostle, hallelujah, in the office, thank you tonight that the prophetic air is in this room. Open the ears of your people now, Father. Hallelujah. Open their ears. Holy Ghost, light on us tonight as you did in the company of the prophets, that everyone could prophesy. Even the musicians, Father, open their ears until they hear the sound of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In. Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise.
All right, TSM Live, I hope that you enjoyed the gift, that lesson. Remember, these are always in archives on TSM. Actually blogtalkradio.com/PSM Live. They're always available, so if you want to take notes or refer somebody else to it, the shows are always in the archives. Again, Prophet will be back on tomorrow at 12 noon, and I'm sure he will have a great show for you guys as usual. I want to thank everybody again for being on the air with me today in his absence. And we just give God glory for his divine timing of everything. Amen. Well, we're going to go with, what does he always do? He always does this song. And I'm going to close with that song as soon as I can find it. because he would get me if I didn't. but I can't find it right now. So, anyways, everybody, thank you guys for staying on. I see you guys are still on the page, but thank you. And we will see you tomorrow at 12. You guys have a great, great, great day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.